Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We have the date now for the funeral for Pope Francis. It will be this Saturday, 10 a.m., celebrated by the Dean of the College of Cardinals. Also today, the Vatican released the first images of the pontiff in the casket in which he'll be buried. The image showed the Vatican Secretary of State praying over Francis, with the Pope dressed in red vestments and his bishop's mitre. They've also set tomorrow for the start of the public viewing. Today here in the city, Cardinal Dolan will celebrate a special mass for the late Pope. Let's get more on that from our Glenn Shuck.
And St. Patrick's Cathedral, of course, has been already seeing thousands of people coming here to mourn the Pope, including Janet, who came here last night.
I was sad. I mean, I wept. He was the people's, and when I found out that he passed, I felt a pilgrimage to come. So I'm going to pay my respects. And I literally was just here yesterday.
So the schedule for today, we should say there is a mass at noon that is open to all. There were some people that were questioning if you needed tickets to get in here. We are being told again it's open to the public. Mayor Adams is among those who will attend. Cardinal Dolan will be leading the mass.
In his simplicity, in his humility, in his easygoingness. Boy, these were gifts that he stewarded so well.
Now this evening, the Cardinal will depart for Rome from New York. He'll arrive in time, of course, for the viewing and then for the funeral on Saturday. And then Cardinal Dolan will take part in the secret meetings of the conclave at the Sistine Chapel. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
The Trump administration once again kicking the can down the road on congestion pricing. May 21st is the new deadline for the MTA to turn the cameras off.
Another deadline, another it's not going to happen, from New York State to the feds.
Congestion pricing is the law of the land. It's been sued countless times. It's persevered every single time.
And Alexa Sledge with Transportation Alternatives is confident this time won't be different. But the feds are now threatening to cut off funding for road projects in the city if they don't comply. Danny Perlstein with Riders Alliance says,
with this administration, we have to remember that the money we have is more precious than ever before, and we have to spend very wisely. We have to make sure that we're hitting our priorities, that we're fixing the subway.
Governor Hochul says the toll is legal and working, and the cameras are staying on. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
That executive order from the Adams administration that allowed ICE to set up an office at Rikers, that is on hold. A New York judge has ordered city officials to temporarily halt the move ahead of a hearing this Friday. That will focus on the lawsuit brought this week by the city council, which accuses the mayor of entering into a corrupt quid pro quo bargain with the Trump administration in exchange for the Justice Department dropping criminal charges against him. The mayor denies that and says ICE and other federal agencies would assist the city in gang and drug-related investigations only. We're now about 2 months away from the Democratic mayoral primary in New York, and a new survey finds it is shaping up to be a two-man race.
The poll taken after Mayor Adams' decision to run as an independent shows his support among Democrats going to Andrew Cuomo, who got 45% in the Honan Strategy Group survey, led by Bradley Honan in partnership with the New York City Chambers of Commerce.
The race for second place at this point is very handily being won by Assemblymember Mondami. He's winning 22%. He's capturing energy and attention from the left flank.
Coming in third was City Comptroller Brad Lander with 8%, followed by City Council Speaker Adrian Adams with 4%, and former Comptroller Scott Stringer with 3%. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The head of the House Oversight Committee is asking the Justice Department to prosecute Andrew Cuomo for allegedly lying to Congress as part of its probe into New York State's handling of the COVID pandemic. So far, no comment from the Attorney General. In response, a spokesperson for Cuomo called this nothing more than a meritless press release that was nonsense last year and is even more so now. The Trump tariffs, the reason the Hotel Association of New York City is now urging city lawmakers to cut the hotel occupancy tax rate in half. President and CEO Vijay Dandapani spoke to 1010 Winds.
As we all know, hotel prices have been affected by a variety of factors. And so this lowering of the taxes is an incentive.
The rate is currently 5.875%. They want to drop it to 3%. Data from the city comptroller's office found that it brought in $238 million in the most recent fiscal quarter. The industry, however, is worried about the tariffs and the impact on tourism, particularly from Canada. That dipped 18% last month. Today is Earth Day, and there's some fun stuff going on right in Midtown at Grand Central. They're teaming up with the New York Botanical Garden for the Make Every Day Green with Grand Central Market. You'll find eco-friendly items for sale, along with your chance to create special seed bowls out of seeds, compost, and clay that you can then plant in your own backyard. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today at Vanderbilt Hall. Is she going to like you? Depends. What deodorant are you using? A new study out of Cornell University suggests that women can predict whether or not they will like another person based on their natural scent, mixed with their choice of deodorant, perfume, and even what you recently ate. It was a small study, 40 women between the ages of 18 and 30, who took part in a speed friending experiment. They started by blindly sniffing t-shirts worn by others and then had 10 rounds of 4-minute conversations. And you guessed it, their judgments of people matched the sniff test. Researchers did not, by the way, test whether this works for men in the same way. You can read more in the journal Scientific Reports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.